So anyway, so I was walking down. Hey, what are you doing here? I didn't expect to find you here. Did you come to listen to the show today? Oh, okay, caught me by surprise. Wow. Okay, I'll do one.
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host. Do not attempt to try this at home.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Wow, what a surprise. Wow.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
I really did not expect to find you here.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you, Julie. How are you today, everybody? Okay. Welcome to the program. I am Ron Van Dam. Yes, I'll admit it. I haven't really ever admitted that before, but I am him. Yeah. Well, you could do this probably just as well as I could. I don't think you could. I really don't think you'd put up with this crap. It's not easy, you know. It's not easy doing this thing. You think it's easy. You think I just sit here in my underpants and I talk for an extended period of time. No, it's not like that at all. Sometimes I wear socks, too. You know what's sad about the holidays? It's the holidays, and that's sad in a way. I don't know. It's just, you know, I love the holidays. I like the way people walk around and make believe that they're friendly to everybody and everybody's warm. And, oh, how are you? You know, it's so phony, and it's, you know, everybody's Christian all of a sudden, you know. I mean, even the Jewish people can become very Christian in their attitude. And it's just, everybody celebrates their own little holidays, the Kwanzaa hut things, and the Hanukkah. Oops, got to clean off the mic again. Jewish people are very interesting with their Hebrew language because it involves spit. There's a lot of spit involved in the pronunciation of Jewish words. They just are. Stand back if you're talking about the Jewish holidays and things like that. You know, how are you today, Bernie? I'm fine. Hanukkah's coming up and anyway. Everybody's got their own holiday and, you know, it's crazy. What I dislike most about the holidays is some of the music is just very okay, you know. There are no new Christmas songs, you know. The only new Christmas songs are songs by rap artists, you know. It's Christmas, you get down in Christmas, and I'll get you presents, and I'll take you, and I'll put you in a prison, and you're gonna get on down with presents, and you're gonna pay me something, and I give you something, and I open up the gift, and there it is. That's not a traditional Christmas song, and the songs that we listen to are the ones that, you know, are Perry Como and Frank Sinatra and you know, all these little songs from the 50s. Those are the ones that chestnuts roasting on the open fire, which has nothing to do with Christmas, really. These are, you know, Let It Snow, Frosty the Snowman. These are little fanciful little tunes, and those are the things that we bounce around and go, oh, isn't Christmas wonderful with all the Christmas music? And then you get the Christmas music where there isn't that much new Christmas music, and when they play it over and over and over and over and over again.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. And I don't care about the presents. Only need the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking there upon the fireplace.
She's saying that, you know, she doesn't care about the presents. All she wants is you nearby for the holidays. That's nice, but, you know. Now, you'll hear this song about 2 million times in the course of this holiday season. And it isn't so bad as far as Christmas songs go, but I don't know. It's just all of a sudden this gigantic Christmas cloud comes over us, and we can call it the holiday cloud, you know, and you know, Hanukkah is a big holiday for the Jewish people, but you know, we're not playing Hanukkah songs on the radio. You know, I mean, you don't walk into the malls and you hear over the speakers, dreidel, 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 I put it in my pants, dreidel, 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 and then I start to dance. You don't hear that song in the malls. What you hear are Christmas songs. And I know a lot of people that just love the Christmas songs. Oh, it's their favorite time of year because of the Christmas songs. It's so Christmas to them. It's just so warm and inviting sitting by the fireplace. To me, Christmas songs are the harbinger of doom because all they do is sing about the snow coming down, which is really pretty if you don't have to remove the snow ever. If you have to get your shovel and sweat your face off at 80 years old trying to prevent a heart attack yet clear your driveway, it becomes a little bit more than just a wonderful thing to observe. Gassing up the snowblower, putting on 2,000 layers of clothes, having your nose freeze off, your lips are chapped and there's pieces of skin hanging from your mouth. And your eyes are tearing up, and your snot is frozen to your beard, ladies. It's not a pleasant time of year. Now, many of you don't live in the Northeast or in the Upper Midwest or the Lesser Antilles, so you don't really get this. You know, you put up a Christmas tree, and it's 100 degrees outside, and you think you're celebrating the holidays. Fine, that's wonderful, you know. But for people in the real winterland that we so celebrate as being such a wonderland, it ain't no wonderland, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pain in the butt. There's no leaves on the trees. They're just like giant statues of twigs and branches. I mean, it's just really not as beautiful as one thinks. Why do we decorate a tree? I mean, if we were just so fanciful, why don't we just say, we'll take a tree, we'll shove it in the middle of the living room, and then we'll have a hot cup of cocoa and go to bed. But it's not like that. We have to put all kinds of crap on the tree. Now we've got to dress it up we got to throw tinsel on it, this glittery aluminum crap, and we got to put wreaths up, you know, and ribbons and bows and shiny balls and ornaments. And it's just like you took something and you went too far with it. You just went too far with it. And there are a lot of people that feel about Christmas the way that I do. And then there's this giant divide of people that just love this holiday. They just love it. Something else I don't like about Christmas is the presents. It's gone too far. The holiday season is nothing more really now in this country than a commercialized sales point. It's just, it's beyond everything. And when you give a gift to somebody, are you giving a gift to them because it makes them feel happy? Or do you really like the way that you feel when you've given a gift to somebody and they look so thankful? Oh, you got me this for Christmas. I've always wanted this. You are so great. How did you know? I love you. That's what we're going for. We're going for the gratification. Just like Trump, we don't do anything unless we get gratification. Otherwise, we hate you. It's turned into that. And it's kind of sad in a way. Even the foods we eat during the winter, during the holiday season, they're filled with fat. They're foods of death. They're pies and fat things and cookies and laden with sugar and mistletoe. What an odd name for a plant, by the way, mistletoe. It sounds militaristic, and yet you should be dating a podiatrist. What's the toe thing doing in there? Is that a foot fetish kind of holiday for you? Missile? Here's missile. Let's kiss under the missile. And who started that? Who started that thing there? Look, there's a plant hanging over you. You must now kiss me. What was this, some member of Congress or something? Was it Harvey Weinstein that started this thing? Oh, look, there's some mistletoe hanging over us. We must have wild, passionate sex. That's the tradition. That's a whole nother subject about the sexual aggression that's going on now. That's everything's coming out, so to speak. We'll talk about that later in the week with Tori, because she's a female and I'm a male, and it's kind of interesting to get that dichotomy in that conversation. I use the word dichotomy. That's pretty cool, huh? Been waiting to use that word for a long time. It doesn't even really fit here either. But I just love that word. It makes me sound so intelligent. Half of my audience is saying, I don't understand what he said. Why did he use that word? I don't even understand what that word means. I don't care for Christmas. And all the presents and all the commercials for 25% off. BOGO, buy one, get another one. You know, just go out, buy things. Look, the 20% off, 50% off. Come buy my stuff. If you don't like it, you can return it. Actually, good luck returning that. Because the retailers know if you buy something, yeah, you could return it. But the chances of you returning something because you're a lazy son of a bitch, they figure, I ain't going to return it. Yeah, a lot of them will. Most of them won't. So, yeah, we got a return policy. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, you can return it and say you're giving your money back right away. That could take like up to 5 years. Did you ever buy something at Walmart? Oh, careful. Careful there. I mean, lovely store and everything. But did you ever go to a Walmart to try to return something? It's like the opening of Star Wars or something at the movie theater. There's a line around the block. Be careful. Beware of what you purchase. Because if you have to return it, it's going to be a pain in the butt like you've never had before. You think getting a proctology exam is extreme? Wait till you stand in line at a Walmart to return an item. Ugh. That is just so demeaning. It just doesn't feel right. Yeah, the holidays. I'm not a big fan. I'm really not a big fan. I'm really not. That fireplace, that roaring fireplace, that's maybe a little bit warm as long as you're near the fireplace for the holidays. It's pretty. You know, who doesn't like to sit near an opening in your house with fire coming out of it? I mean, that's just so romantic. But then when you shut the thing down, you can't close the flue because all the smoke will back into the house. So you got to leave the flue open for a little while until those embers die out. And that's when all your nice, beautiful hot air is being sucked out of your house now, along with all the air from your heating and ventilation system. It's just a weird time of year for me. A weird time of year. and I don't feel like exercising during the holidays, what's the point? Why do that? Do you ever realize how many calories you consume in a regular meal? Thousands of calories. Then you get on an exercise bike or a treadmill. Do you know how long you have to be on that damn thing before you burn off just what you ate? Much less go the other route, further than what you ate, and then you can lose some pounds. You got to be on that treadmill for like 17 hours at high speed with an incline of Pike's Peak. Otherwise, you're still gaining weight. Did you know that when you get older, your metabolism slows down year after year after year? I'm sorry to be the harbinger here, but it's just I don't know. Don't really care for the holidays. And when people warm up to me and say, "Ron, have a happy holiday," I don't believe them. I don't believe them. They just say it. I don't think they believe it. "Ron, have a happy holiday." And then they walk away, "You son of a bitch." They don't. It's just something you say. It's a deceiving holiday. I don't know. Maybe I just got up on the wrong side of the bed today, which is weird because one side of my bed is up against the wall. And getting up on the wrong side of the bed means that I pretty much got up and into the wall.
To create each episode of the Ron Van Dam Show, Ron wakes up early, heads into the studio, discusses the important issues of the day, interviews fascinating guests, then finishes his show and gets up and puts on some clothes. Try getting that image out of your head for the rest of the day, suckers! You're listening to the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Wow, that image even grosses me out, to be honest with you. Wow. My guest today is an expert in purchases. Not connected with any companies, but they do surveys and predictions as to how much money the holiday season will bring in, how consumers purchase things online, in a store, etc. What's the best time to purchase something that you want for the holidays? Because it is indeed a purchasing extravaganza rather than a holiday at this point. Sure, you can go to church, you know, on Christmas Eve, or go to your temple or whatever you do, you know, maybe for an hour or something like that, and then you leave and it's like you were never there. Not for everybody. Some people are really, okay, fine. All right, maybe that went a little bit too far. Do you know, do you realize, I think you do, but it's just interesting to think about it. Before there was electricity, people had Christmas trees in their homes. And you know how they decorated their trees? They put candles on the trees. There were no electric lights. There were no Christmas lights. They hung little contraptions that held candles, and they lit the candles on the tree. One might wonder why there were so many fires back then. You get yourself a nice tree, suck all the water and humidity out of it, let it get all brittle, and then hang candles off of it. And your enjoyment of the tree could be limited to a very brief period of time. I'm laughing, but I don't understand it. I assume it should have been like the dinosaurs. I mean, everybody should have been killed off by putting candles on Christmas trees. It's amazing that any people survived that time. It's just amazing. All right. My greatest fear here with the holidays is that someday, in the very near future, stores will be closing. There will be very few stores. Everything will be purchased online. There'll be no reason to have what they call brick and mortar, which is how you make a store. they're closing left and right anyway. These gigantic department stores and specialty stores, they're closing or they're reducing the amount of locations that they have because people are buying online so much. And I get it. It's all this internet crap that has changed the world for the worst. It has drained and sucked the romantic phases of our life like a giant vacuum cleaner into obscurity. No more are there places to go unless you've got a screen in front of it. You can go online. But you, there's no place to go. One of the joys of my life was walking through stores and walking through malls. Malls are closing. Some of them are doing well. A lot of them are closing. And I guarantee you within 10 years, you won't find many stores left. Everything will be purchased online. It's like newspapers. We never thought newspapers would ever go out of style. But now they are. They're getting more expensive. They're losing readership. They're printed newspapers. They're going down in subscriptions. Things are changing. Remember when I was a kid going through a toy store, man, I would go through that thing. It was like Disney World to me. See all the toys on the shelf. And it was just wonderful. Now, aren't many of those left either. You know, I don't mean to sit here and make things sad, but I'm just saying this is the direction that we're going in. And if you want to revive the holiday spirit and you want to revive the economy of this great country, there's nothing wrong with taking a step backwards for the good stuff. Leave the bad stuff behind. All the hate. All the machoism, the sexist activities, the oppressions, the advances that we've made toward humanity. Leave those alone. But there's nothing wrong with taking a step backward to go back to the things that worked. Go back to the things that had warmth and feeling and purpose that made us feel really good, made us feel comfortable. You can go back to some of those things. It's okay. What will the holidays bring this year? Let's talk to our guest. Hi, Shelley.
Good morning. For me, I guess. Early morning.
It's early morning for everybody in the world. Shelley Branstein is the Senior Vice President of Retail Industry Solutions at Salesforce, and she joins us now because we're talking about the predictions for the upcoming season of purchases, which is, this is the big one coming up, the holidays right around the corner. What are the most popular shopping days, Shelley?
Well, we're looking right at them. They're coming. And this year, our research is showing that Black Friday is going to be the biggest digital shopping day in U.S. history.
Oh.
And it's exceeding Cyber Monday, which is super interesting because it used to be that, you know, Black Friday was sort of the store day.
Yeah.
And then people went to work on Monday, and Monday was the digital day. But now we're seeing that Black Friday is that big digital day.
Oh, so now there's no more Black Friday. It's just digital day. Well, okay.
Everything's digital. The worlds have completely collided, which is exciting.
Sort of. Okay, so are there special deals on Friday? Because I thought the special deals come on Monday.
No, yeah, the biggest deals will be really from Thanksgiving all the way through Monday.
Mm.
And what we'll see is the biggest discounts are going to be on 28% off list price, all the way through from Black Friday to Cyber Monday. And, you know, people definitely should not pay for shipping. Over 85% of all orders in that time period are going to ship for free.
Oh. So it's Cyber Weekend instead of Cyber Monday now.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So times don't matter, I guess, at that point then. It's just online's always.
Always on, and what's actually interesting is that we're finding that especially now with online. Some of the biggest hours are, you know, 6 to 10 p.m. In the evenings when people are doing their, you know, their online shopping.
Wow. So you can. So does it technically begin Thanksgiving night or not till Friday as far as the online specials are concerned for the most part?
It really does, as you say, yeah, it really does break that Friday morning.
Yeah, okay. So you don't have to get up early and go to the, not that you shouldn't go to the stores if that's what you like to do, but you can keep your pants on and stay in the house.
Yeah. I mean, I think at this point it's a tradition for a lot of people, but you can certainly get those deals from your couch as well.
Yeah. There's nothing worse on Black Friday than having to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go outside in your pajama pants. I'm sorry, it's just not me. But anyway.
Okay. Some people really like it.
Right.
But the thing that's also pretty interesting is that, as we get closer to Christmas, the next biggest day for discounts for all the people who really want a great deal is Monday, December 11th. So there'll be a lot of great deals on that day. And another big spike in customers' ability to get free shipping on their orders.
Okay.
So mark your calendar. Have your listeners mark their calendar for Monday, December 11th is another great day to get deals.
Okay. Now, do most people do their cyber shopping on desktops or mobile phones? Do you have information on that?
Yeah, it's a great question. Increasingly, just as I think you're alluding to, I mean, the mobile phone is becoming, really the dashboard for all of our lives. 60% of traffic is now going to come from a mobile phone. So it's the dominant way that people go to websites now. What's interesting, though, is that you actually, as you go to, checking out and entering your credit card information, that number drops down slightly to 40%. So 60% of the traffic coming in is from a mobile phone, but 40% of the checkout is from mobile phone. Because for a lot of people, they do want to go to their desktop when they're actually making the purchase.
I do, too, because...
You do, too.
Yeah.
But what's kind of interesting? The other piece of this is... a lot of our customers are taking advantage of Apple Pay, where now you can use your thumbprint to check out.
Mm-hmm.
And so as those technologies become bigger and bigger, I think people are more and more comfortable checking out from their phone.
I guess. I mean, everybody's. We do so many interviews on this show about cybersecurity, and I think everybody in the back of their mind realizes that anything and everybody can be hacked, so they always kind of search for the most secure way of doing things. I guess mobile phones have come a long way as far as that security is concerned, too.
They have, and obviously there are generational differences in terms of what people are comfortable with, and certainly our brands. Whatever the consumer's comfortable with, we need to be able to be there so they can have a secure checkout.
Yeah.
Millennials are more comfortable, buying straight from their phone, but others aren't.
Yeah, I get that. Is there a difference between how generations shop?
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, one of the things that actually really got my interest in this research that we did is 40% of millennials now use voice-activated devices like Alexa or Google Home or Siri to research products before they shop. So there's just increasingly, new channels for people to do research. And, on the other side, for retailers to make sure they really connect the dots between, when a customer is doing their research on an Alexa and making sure that there's, product availability when they get to the store.
Yeah. Is the United States like other countries as far as that's concerned? Do other countries follow suit as far as their preferences in shopping?
Yes, this is a global study, and it's very similar in terms of how millennials are. This particular stat on Alexa and voice activated device is more U.S. only, but globally we saw that millennials are 2.5 times. More interested in sharing their personal information in exchange for getting personalized offers. So they're very comfortable, saying, this is all my personal information. This is these are the products I'm interested in. These are the loyalty programs I'm part of. But they do expect to get, more personalized, connected experiences back as a result of it.
Okay, I'm interested because. When you go to a mobile device, there's a mobile version of a website, and it usually, to me, seems to be a bit more limited than what I find on a desktop.
Yeah, I think that's you're going to find, and we should check back, that those experiences should be more and more similar this year. As I've seen and worked with many of the biggest brands from around the world, they've really recognized that, and now their mobile websites or their mobile apps should give you, deliver, you know, very similar, if not better, experiences than what you get on a desktop. Because there's been just a lot of investment in making sure that when you get to that mobile website, they know what you've searched before. They can serve up the products that are most interesting to you, not the generic things that everybody who goes to the website searches.
Interesting. What are your predictions for this holiday season sales-wise? Are they going to be better? Is there a trend one way or the other?
Yeah, I mean, we think it's going to be a really strong holiday season. The ability to be always on with these digital technologies really means that, you know, there's more opportunities for the consumer to buy. Mm-hmm. And given that Black Friday is going to be, you know, the biggest digital day of the year, it just opens the season super, super strong. We do think, you know, by December 3rd, about 50% of all the holiday shopping is going to be done.
Really?
And then by December 15th, 85% will be done. So we do see, you know, if you haven't gotten it all done early, there's plenty of opportunity to get out there and get the deals.
From what I understand, the bottom line is that if there's something specific that you're looking for, do it during this cyber sale thing. If there's something not specific, then prices could actually go down closer to the holiday. But that's for things that you're don't have a specific intent to buy.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And I think, you know, as I mentioned before, if you don't see what you really wanted on sale during the cyber weekend, you know, certainly Monday, December 11th, based on all the research we've done and the data from last year, is going to be another peak day for deals.
I've noticed that the clothing entities seem to be becoming more popular online, where at one point you went into a store, you tried things on, which people still may do, but they're not making their purchases in the brick and mortar as much.
Right. Well, you're right. I mean, in a way, we say every sale is a digital sale, because even if you are going into the store, more and more people, 81% of shoppers are now crossing multiple channels even when they get to a store. So they've researched that pair of jeans. They've looked at, you know, they've looked at them, whirled them around on a model, looked at the different fabrics. So they're highly informed. But people also, as you're alluding to, they're just more comfortable buying, you know, buying clothes online, having them come to their home. If they, sometimes they'll get multiple pairs of an item to make sure they get the right fit. And then either returning it, you know, just from home, or going into the store and making sure that they get the right fit. So there's just a higher degree of comfort with that now than there used to be.
Okay. Is there anything else I have to know about cybering it as opposed to walking in?
No, I mean, I think what you should know and what your listeners should expect is that the retailers are getting more and more connected in these experiences. So when you walk in, you know, if you've done a lot of research on your phone and then you've gone to a desktop and maybe you've abandoned a purchase, when you walk into a store, really the onus is on them, and I'm seeing them make these investments in connecting that experience so that you're not starting over. But they know if you're part of a loyalty program, you don't have to dig through your pockets to find the discounts that you have. They should have that saved somewhere into a profile. If you're interested in certain products, or if you've, you know, someone in your family has made a wish list, like they're starting to really connect those dots for you, and that's incredibly important to keep you because, you know, let's face it, in the world of Amazon, the stakes have just been raised for all of us in terms of our expectations.
Yeah.
So hopefully you'll find that you have a smoother and more connected and more personalized shopping experience this season.
Okay. Shelley, how do we get more information?
You can, the best way to get information is to text the word shopper to the short code in your phone, 38767.
Okay, I don't know what the hell you're talking about because I'm a baby boomer. But other people probably.
You can also go to our website, salesforce.com/retail.
That's better.
That work for you?
That's for me.
We could put something in the mail for you if you want. We have a great shopper report that's what you would get.
With a stamp on it and everything?
You want it, you got it.
Okay. Shelly, thanks. Thanks for the information today.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care. All right. Well, there you have it for today. You go off now and do what you want to do. I'm done. I'll be back again tomorrow with another show. Join me then. And until then, I wish you peace.